Sequestration, or the sequester cuts, refers to a series of across-the-board federal budget reductions that will be split evenly between defense and domestic spending beginning March 1st, unless Congress acts. The $1.2 trillion in automatic cuts are divided evenly over 10 years. Robert Bixby is the executive director of the Concord Coalition, an Arlington, Virginia-based nonpartisan grassroots organization advocating responsible fiscal policy. Bixby speaks to what the president was talking about when he mentioned sequester.
What he was suggesting is that across-the-board cuts is not a very smart thing to do, particularly when, to a large extent, we're cutting programs that have already been cut, and so that it might make more sense to substitute different cuts or find some tax increases that could get you the same amount of deficit reduction but wouldn't cut these programs, and he was suggesting that there might be some tax loopholes that could be closed.
Bixby emphasizes that sequester cuts are just that, cuts and not a government shutdown.
I think there are a lot of people feeling their way on this issue. On the one hand, you have both Democrats and Republicans had agreed to these cuts as a backup in case they fail to enact some sort of grand bargain. And the grand bargain having failed, these cuts are now front and center, and some people are saying, well, we agreed that we were going to do these cuts, and so we should go through with them. Mostly Republicans are on that side of it, and you have a lot of Democrats saying, well, no, we should find some other cuts or raise taxes in order to get this level of deficit reduction.
Here's Republican Congressman from New York, Chris Gibson.
I appreciated the fact that the president began his speech by talking about the budget. The fact that we're about 2 weeks away from sequester. Sequester was always meant to be a forcing function for the parties to come together so that we can get a grand agreement. We can grow this economy, move back to a balanced budget over time so that future generations have the same choices and freedoms that we've had.
Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney described sequestration as, quote, a fancy word for Congress screwing up the economy for no reason. He adds that sequestration is a blunt instrument that was designed to be so bad that nobody would do it. Congressman Gibson, meanwhile, says he would have liked to hear President Obama talk more about Simpson-Bowles, a long-term budget deficit reduction plan.
What I would have hoped for is that the president would have said, House, pull up Simpson-Bowles, express your will, amend it based on where you are on that. Senate, pull up Simpson-Bowles, amend it, express your will through those amendments, and then conference it and send me the bill, and I'll sign it.
It's an amendment that Gibson says he has voted in favor of in different versions. So far, though, there has not been enough support. But what does the Simpson-Bowles amendment have to do with sequestration, says Bixby?
It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with any of this. But you hear a lot of people refer to it because it's a bipartisan blueprint for a sustainable budget.
According to Democrats on the Committee on Appropriations, in addition to cuts to defense, among many other areas, another reduction could come in the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund, along with cuts to already enacted Hurricane Sandy aid, nearly $1.9 billion. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.